Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Having a little fun with you. Oh, I already got a guest in the chat room. Hi, guest. Welcome already. You're the first one in. Thanks. Where are you listening from? Always like to know what part of the country. Today we're just going to have a little Nancy fun. And we'll take it from there. Start us off on. You know, I'm going to play some Afterbirth Monkey. I heard them at Words. They're really nice people, and I like this song. In honor of the Oscars, I'll play Afterbirth Monkey. Here we go.
Meryl Streep is from the future. She has traveled back in time. She comes from a land where stars shine brighter, like Meryl shines in yours and mine. Back in the future where Meryl's from, she's just an acting average Joe. But now that Meryl's here, there are no acting heights to which she can't go.
Oh, Meryl Streep, you are a goddess of emotion. But in the future where you're from, you're just like everybody else. So you turn back time to be among us ordinary people. Oh,
Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine, shine, shine. Back in the future when Meryl was in high school, when she couldn't get into her drama club, she flew to the physics lab with fervor and snapped upon her rubber gloves.
Using lots of scientific physics, magic Meryl grasped the hands of time.
And she fell into a wormhole, and now she's doing fine.
Oh, Meryl Streep, you are a goddess of emotion. But in the future where you're from, you're just like everybody else. So you turn back time to be among us ordinary mortals.
Oh, Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine, shine, shine.
Everybody, listen up!
Listen up!
Remember to give Meryl all of the awards, the accreditations, the roles, the paychecks.
Accreditations!
Because if she is in the slightest bit displeased, she will once again rip back the fabric of space and time.
Time!
To the very
time.
Beginnings of humanity, when we climbed out of the primordial ooze. And she will merely dip in one big fucking toe.
Big toe!
Making us all a little bit Meryl, and then she will become supreme overlord of us all! Ah! Oh, Meryl Streep, you are a goddess of fucking everything, but in the future where you're from, you're just like everybody else.
Ah!
So turn back time and enslave all of humanity. Oh,
Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine, shine, shine.
Oh, Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine, shine, shine.
One, two, a one, two, three, four.
I wanna be famous. I wanna be famous. I live alone in a small apartment. I've got no money. No job. I'm a real nice girl with a good personality, and I can cook and I have a kitchen. By now I should be a star. I can even sort of play guitar. But I'm not rich, I'm poor and lonely. I live alone in a small apartment. I watch TV most every evening and cry myself to sleep. I don't know what to do with my life, but I really, 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 really want to be famous. But I'll at least be famous. Two, three, it's not that hard. All I gotta do is find someone, maybe a CEO, or maybe someone like read in a magazine it's really important to be a celebrity. I hope my mom is proud of me when she sees me on TV. Gonna kill somebody important. Kill somebody important. Come on, everyone, let's clap. Kill somebody important. I'm gonna kill somebody important with a gun. Kill somebody important with a knife. Kill somebody important with my mind. I'm gonna kill somebody important. Kill somebody important. Okay, good, stop clapping. Kill somebody important. Maybe I won't be a star, but I'll at least be famous. I'll at least be famous. I'll at least be famous.
In a striped shirt and
khaki? Being resistant from the gap?
Nice. The way you're sweating, I can tell that you know what you want. But I got something better than that. I got what you need. Let me tell you what I mean.
same time next week.
That was Jen Kwok. Hey, everybody in the chat room. Chuck Skull, George Bettinger. It's the whole group in my chat room. Chuck Skull, you have a show tonight, don't you? I think at 8 p.m. with Kat Vecchione, Chuck Skull. And Kat Vecchione, 8 p.m. Block Talk Radio. Check them out. George Bettinger, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays on Dreamstream Radio. Yeah, that's the mom and pop shop. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 4 p.m. on Dreamstream Radio. Facebook friend, everybody. And T.C. Keith in the house. Yay, T.C. Keith. Richard B. Smart, he sure is. Thank you, guys. You're always so supportive of my show. How nice are you? You started late today. I was looking for you at 9. I thought my computer was down or something. I couldn't find you. But Wacko World, Monday through Fridays at 9 a.m. Monday through Fridays. Check them out. Cyanide's in the house. Marco Polo. What is it? It's Saturday night for Chuck Skull. Yep, you and Kat Vecchione at 8 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Check them out. Always funny stuff going on there. Oh, we have a lot of guests in the house, too. Guests in and out of the house, I should say, in the chat room. And a lot of talented people call in and join my chat room. Oh, who am I forgetting? Speaking of talented, how could I ever forget? How could I ever forget? Yeah, she's listening on the line right now. Yes, Betty Jo Tucker and Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. And this week, it's very exciting. She's got Oscar winner Rita Moreno. Woo! And January 21st will be 4 p.m., Movie Attic Headquarters presents Rita Moreno, sharing fascinating details about her acting career. And it's during a replay with a conversation with Robert Osborne, host of Turner Classic Movies. Hey, I met him. I met him at the opening of the Bob Hope Memorial Library on Ellis Island. I actually had lunch with him. What do you know? And we love our Rita. But of course, she is mi gente as well, so of course I love her. And she's terrific. She's just very terrific. I'll never forget seeing her in Broadway. Oh, God, what was that name of that show? Terrence McNally. Was it Bathhouse? Something like that. Anyway, she was just fantastic. What a great actress. And the interesting story to that is that it was based on a character that she used to do called Googie Gomez. And he wrote a play about it. So there's your Rita Moreno trivia. Don't miss Movie Attic Headquarters. Woo! Hell of an impression. Thank you, T.C. Keith. I do a lot of people. I'm working on my Nicolas Cage. Next. Anyway, let's keep the fun bubbling with a George Bettinger promo. How about that?
Say the secret word and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo! What is it, Carly? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Ruff. You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
Ying dong.
Well-dressed working woman is expected to balance her hectic business schedule with her equally busy social itineraries. A Fortune 500 dynamo one moment, a charming corporate hostess the next. In a company-eat-company world, any advantage she can gain over her male peers is important. The office is not the only business battleground. It is well known that many victories take place in the corporate social arena. Today's socially savvy warrior must utilize all her mental and physical resources. It's not enough to just know the proper table etiquette. She must also know the current trends, such as what power colors to wear after six, and who to talk to and who to ignore. She must be alert and on her toes to gain any advantage over her business peers, no matter how unusual the client's request. In some extreme circumstances, she may even be called upon to dance the lambada. When dancing the corporate lambada, there are rules one must follow. Rule 1, make contact with your partner. Rule 2, lead without leading. Remember, a merger is more fun when you have inside information. Rule 3, dance to win, and step, and hit, and clench, headlock, and dominate, and sway, and glide, and sway, and influence, kick back, kick front, dip in, and power play, power play, apply negative pressure. Positive power. Use leverage, hold tight. Liquidate all night. And feel the crunch. And power lunch, power lunch. Buy low, sell high, sell smarter. You're doing the corporate lambada. Backstab, extort, indict ya. You're doing the executive lambada. Shake in, shake out your chakra. You're doing Arbitrage!
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Spotlight on Yodeling. Tonight we've got a lot of great guests here tonight. We've got a lot of great groups. Let me introduce our critics for tonight. Go ahead, introduce yourself.
Hello, everybody. My name is Teddy Ruxpin. I'm from Mahwah, New Jersey, and I'm here at the yodeling competition because I teach yodeling at the New Wave School of Outer Technology.
Teddy, good to see you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Inside yodeling joke.
Oh.
And you
yeah, yeah, I am Olga Uven.
Olga.
Yeah, for sure. I am working at the post office in Gnula, Switzerland.
Well, boy, it's good to have you all here. All right, let's all give a little bit of the ear to a listen to Vladimir and the Kielbasis.
Okay, they are next.
They are coming up next. Vladimir and the Kielbasis. Here they come, everybody.
Okay.
Very good. Could you pass me one of those wax granola bars? I'm a little hungry. Oh, now look at that. For a quintet, they have six people. Isn't that against the rules?
Well, they had seven, but they lost one. All right, let's just critique the lyrics right now at this point.
Okay, let's listen for a second. Good lyric.
Good lyric. Very good lyric.
They go very well with the music.
Very poetic, almost like Edgar Allan Poe.
Too strong on the tuba section.
Yeah. All right, that's it.
You know, I'm really quite anxious to hear that that group called Squid Pudding.
Well, here they are, Teddy. You no longer have to ask for it. Here it is, my friend.
They're playing Mom's Bedroom.
Mom's Bedroom, which is
my toes are tapsking now.
Classic polka dance. Mom's Bedroom was first written in 1912 by Vladimir Ostapovich.
Yeah, and then revised by Gershwin.
Yes, and now the Squid Pudding is doing a wonderful rendition. Oh, there it is.
Beautiful.
The yoli-yoli-yoli-yolis are coming through so clear and crisply.
Okay, I don't know what those wax granola bars.
Here you go. Light them, you can read by them at night.
Okay, let's get
it. Very good. All right. They just skid right off the stage there.
Yeah, they do that.
We've got
time for the post offices.
The post office workers who are on strike have assembled a little group here that we think is very demonstrative.
I think it's very good.
Political, it's important. The post office workers call themselves the spiders.
Spiders!
I perform with them.
Do you really?
Really? Have a wax granola bar.
Okay, Olga,
I cannot do it before I
Okay, Olga's leaving the witness stand here, the judge
good
stand.
Good luck, Olga!
Yeah, okay. Okay, here we go with Spider, the post office workers on strike.
I cannot wait to hear this. Here we go.
There she is.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Ah,
let me explain the lyrics here.
Okay.
This is a very quaint folk tale. It is about how the wolf meets the squirrel in the tree. Ah, now the squirrel is throwing nuts at the wolf.
Oh,
you can see the nuts falling.
I didn't know Olga was so talented.
Yes, she's very good. She's doing the beaver part now. You hear her?
Oh, she makes a very good beaver.
She does. Oh, but this is when it gets sad, as you can hear now.
Oh, because
we're getting into a melancholy minor key thing going on here. The tree just fell.
Oh, look at the man. Oh, very good.
Not finished.
Oh, that's okay. We only have time for a few seconds on each entry here, Olga. You knew that.
You knew that was the Ruskies when you got into the old spotlight on your show. All right, I don't want to play favorites, but it comes time for the vote. All right, Teddy, who would you pick?
I think I'm going to stick with the Squid Pudding's rendition of Mom's Bedroom. That was my favorite piece.
All right, and Olga?
Oh, I have to go with my group, the post office.
Hold on, wait. Yeah. Just a minute, you mean I am the tiebreaker?
You will not be coming to my room if you don't vote for you-know-who.
Okay, so I think you
better... Spider, the post office workers! I am no fool.
I am never leaving Wisconsin again. I don't know why I even came to Bavaria.
Oh, have a wax granola bar and forget about it.
That was Funka Rose's comedy collection. That was Chris Damrumple, Tomka Rose, and Pat Bailey. Pretty funny stuff. Oh, Chuck Skull. Yes, you have a... What was that show now? Okay. Dirty Jokes Look Cleaner. Who wrote that? Okay. Chuck Skull, Golden Age of Radio, Saturday morning. So it's Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m. and Saturdays at 10 a.m. Golden Age of Radio, Saturday morning. It's a mouthful. What can I say? That's a mouthful. Cyanide, is it late? Is it like 5 o'clock where you are, I think? I don't know. You're on every show. You must be able to multitask, one of those rare men, because you're working and listening to radio at the same time. Richard B. Smart sure is. Love the Wacko Boys. Monday through Fridays at 9 a.m. George Bettinger has left the house, but you can listen to him on Dream Stream Radio Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. It's the Mom and Pop Shop. Steve Mendoza, not in the house, but he does the Jukebox Diner, and you want to check him out. Did I forget anybody? I hope not. No Friday show? Oh, no Friday show. Sorry. Oh, God, everybody messaged me. I got to put together this sheet for you guys. You guys are so terrific. So great, always tuning in and promoting me, too. That's so nice of you. Very, 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 very nice. And what do we got here? I don't know. You guys are always sending me funny stuff, too. That was always good. I don't know. Let's hear some Rena Strober. How about that? Maybe, maybe not.
It's all good. No, it's all great. I'm just the luckiest freaking Jew in the whole land. Meant to be. Life would be so boring. to be. Oh, life would be so boring without drama. Life would be so painful without pain. Every day's a new beginning, and I'm happily insane.
She's happily insane. She'll watch a lonely man.
Keeping chill.
Confused, but you are in the morning. Oh, gosh, I'll get it all straight. Casey Keith has his show on Dreamstream Radio, 8 p.m. after the George Benger show. Is that right, 8 p.m.? Okay. And who did I forget? Of course, the lovely and talented, yes, 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 it's Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, on January 21st. She'll be having Oscar winner Rita Moreno. Excerpts? Is it excerpts from her interview? Yes. With Robert Osborne, host of Turner Classic Movies. We love the Rita Moreno. We love the Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters at 4 p.m. every Tuesday. Don't miss it on the 21st. Cyanide, Marco Polo. T.C. Keith is totally 80s, 8 p.m. tonight. And also, if you're around my TV show that I never get to watch because I'm out performing at the time, 7 p.m., Eastern Standard Time. It's the Nancy Lombardo Show at mnn.org.com, Lifestyle Channels, if you're outside of New York City, which I think everybody in the chat room is. Anyway, you all have a wonderfully delightful day full of good news and bright things and angels and whatever you like. Just fill your day with that. And have a really good time, and thank you for tuning in. This is Nancy Lombardo. Blog Talk Radio, Comedy Concepts. Bye.